Well, first, it is Barb's Wire. Barbara Friedman joins us Monday through to Thursday at 9:30 for a quick little look at what's happening in social media. What's trending? Welcome, Barbara. It's good to have you again.
Morning, Clarence.
And we're starting off with a TikToker charged in the GoFundMe cancer scam.
You can't make this stuff up. And so TikTok, which is such a hugely popular platform, this young woman, she's 19 years old, lives in Iowa in America. Her name is Madison Russo. She had built up this following on TikTok. She'd created a GoFundMe page, which, you know, is a crowd-sourced funding. And she told everyone that she had cancer. And she proceeded to raise $37,000. That's what, like 600,000-700,000 rand, through her videos, where she spoke about the terrible situation she was going through. And how she was bust was that TikTokers noticed that the medical paraphernalia she was using, or that was behind her, was not being correctly used. And I thought that was quite an interesting catch. So she had staged photos with her medical equipment. She'd apparently turned her flat into a fake hospital room behind her. And, you know, they do put a port, like a port bandage, you know, where you've had your chemo, and an IV stand and other such paraphernalia. She had pill bottles. And So police found several pieces of evidence for this alleged scam when they arrived, like, you know, this IV pole with a feeding pump, which she had filled with cotton balls, and then medicines she had, I think, stolen from her auntie. And she told everyone that she'd been diagnosed with stage 2 pancreatic cancer, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and that she had a football-sized tumor on her lower back that wrapped around her spine.
Wow.
And got a lot of sympathy. And she's been bussed. She was arrested, and now she faces a court case around this. All the money has been refunded to the donors. But I just thought I would mention this because we do this as a social media trending section, and it just is amazing. She's this young student at a university there studying. And obviously thought, well, she was going to make some money on the side.
Yeah, and this is such a setback for deserving causes.
It really
is. Deserving causes that are people actually able to get medication off such action.
No, it's just
and deservedly so, because it is expensive.
GoFundMe released a statement earlier this week saying, you know, they have a zero tolerance policy for the misuse of their platform and will cooperate with law enforcement investigations in those accused of any wrongdoing. And, you know, she faces, I think, some serious issues around this.
Good for her.
Yeah. No, it's just shocking.
I think if you've been close to cancer, then you would understand
exactly.
My feelings
it's such
on
a,
that
I mean,
issue.
It's just such a terrible, terrible thing to even want to imagine that you'd have something that so many people and their families are suffering.
Yeah. There's a lot of that happening. Let me just add.
I have heard about it before, quite honestly. No names mentioned, yeah. But I mean, this is just an interesting one that has come to light and has actually, there are charges now against her.
So tell us, what's the monk mode productivity hack that has been popularized on TikTok?
Yeah, what is that? So again, another TikTok story, but I saw this now, although the monk mode on TikTok has been around for a while, a particular CEO called Josh Wood, the CEO of Block, Business Insider have written an article about, they interviewed him and spoke to him about him using the monk mode. And I was just curious, what is this? So it's been popularized on TikTok. Various people have published videos of how they do it. And so other people have followed on. As we know, these are trends gather. It's basically how to really be very productive in your work and in a work project by adopting a monk mode, a style that monks use. Buddhist monks, in this case, is what they're talking about. So in monk mode, you take it upon yourself to adopt the isolation and self-discipline practices of monks. It says in the article, there's a reason monks choose to live in seclusion and silence. It's the best way to focus on your inner thoughts and achieve a state of mindfulness. So what they suggest is it means turning everything off while you're busy with your task at hand. Turn off your phones, your apps, your notifications, your email, anything that might distract you. There's even an app called Monk Mode that you can actually download and help you guide you through this process. And he says, the CEO, that it really does help him when he's working intensely on a project. And, you know, it's that thing I often talk to my friends about, you know, what meditation and these other mindfulness practices do. Our thoughts, our ego thoughts, when we're attached to those, they bombard our minds. And they often you'll find yourself suddenly going down some rabbit hole in some pathway, or when you're reading something and a word pops up and then suddenly you've realized 15 minutes has passed and you're actually thinking about something completely different. That's really what this is. It's mindfulness practices. Yeah. And so, I mean, if you want to call it monk mode, call it monk mode. If you want to call it something else, call it something else. But, you know, in the article he says, and this is the thing I always say to people who don't understand what meditation is, the hardest part of it is not getting distracted by your own thoughts. But for me, this is a key part of all our lives. It's about, we should all be doing this. Absolutely. We should all not be allowing our ego thoughts to control us. We are not our thoughts. So absolutely, it's one of my passionate, like, things.
And have no doubt those notifications are going to get your mind reordered and reprogrammed.
And heightens your productivity, he says.
So I've actually turned off my notifications for WhatsApp only. And there's a freedom, a palpable freedom that I'm enjoying. Maybe you should try
and
to.
And you know, he says,
so I go there when I want to.
Yeah. Start with 30 minutes, build up to an hour. But I actually want to say, and I want to pick up on what you're saying, is, you know, when we're sitting at our desks, like, I have a lot going on. You know, I'm an editor on the Digital Hub. I do so many different things. It's very hard to turn off all these things because I get pulled in so many directions. But it is very difficult to complete a task that you're trying to do when you're being, like,
distracted.
Yeah, pinged from all levels.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, for me, this is actually an interesting article, and I am going to think about it and decide how, whether it's putting on sound blocking headphones for that hour when you're trying to write a report, or, you know, and just keep people at bay. It is really in our busy, crazy, modern world of work, don't you find? It's quite hard, and especially in quite open plan spaces. Yeah, I thought that was an interesting one.
Freedom.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, now, I don't know why South Africans are so upset.
Well, they are.
I think it was bland. I had to go a long time ago.
Let's tell people what it is.
Okay.
You tell us.
Well, I mean, really, I think it's bland. I don't know why South Africans are up in arms. I'm a Cross and Blackwell man.
Okay, so it's the Hellmann's mayonnaise, which is being discontinued. So earlier on in about the week, I remember seeing on a lot of social media posts, can't find Hellmann's mayonnaise anywhere. Can't find Hellmann's mayonnaise anywhere. And then, of course, the story broke. Hellmann's posted on their Twitter. They explained, they said, it's hard to say goodbye to delicious Hellmann's mayonnaise, but due to high inflationary import costs, we will regretfully be discontinuing Hellmann's in South Africa until further notice. A big thank you to our loyal fans for all the mayo love over the years. Of course, Nando's jumped on quite quickly with a Twitter post that was a picture of their Nando's Perinaise, and the slogan they said was, not everything is going to hell, comma, man.
I love Nando's, and that Perinaise is divine.
So, yeah, I'm not going to miss it. This really is, we're actually putting up an article on our site with all the reactions. People are, you know, beside themselves. People are also suggesting there's, I'm going to mention the brands. There's apparently like a Woolworths thick and creamy mayonnaise that is similar. Yeah. There's the, I know Be Well, I actually find quite a nice mayonnaise. So there's a thick one as well, they say is also. But listen, it is bland, but there's an incredible creaminess to that Hellmann's that doesn't taste like other mayo. Okay. But I get what you're saying.
Take your word for it.
I remember there was a time in my life when I loved Hellmann's.
I guess we just grew up.
Can't say I've had it for years, though.
Yeah, we. I guess you grew up with a brand as well.
I know.
It was there from childhood, and that's the brand that you take into your future.
Hellmann's was always this kind of one that I think was a bit more expensive.
Yes. So we.
The Lani one.
We were the 125 gram one. That very small one. Please go sparingly. Thin little sliver.
Anyway, people, moving on to important things.
Thank you, Barbara. Yes, indeed, the brain of Cape Town.